U.S. Navy Captain Scott Kelly holds the American record for the longest consecutive time in space. That was set after a 340-day mission to the International Space Station in 2015 and 2016. Since returning to Earth, Kelly has written a number of books about his experiences, including Endurance, A Year in Space, A Lifetime of Discovery, and a children's book, My Journey to the Stars. Captain Kelly will speak tomorrow night in Tampa Theater with WSS Mark Schreiner. In this preview, Kelly reveals just what inspired him to become an astronaut in the first place.
You know, it's kind of a message I have in the book is that, you know, we can do stuff that we might not think is possible if we have some inspiration and motivation. And I think I was a great example of that as a, you know, a young person.
Now, that inspiration actually goes back to your time growing up. While you and your twin brother Mark ended up as the only siblings ever to go into space, you say he was the more focused student. What turned things around for you?
So apparently, our father sat us down when we were like in the eighth grade and said that he was going to start working on getting us into some vocational program because we weren't college material. You know, my brother wanted to go to college, and he pretty quickly shaped up and started doing better. And I don't have any recollection of this conversation because I was probably staring out the window at the squirrels. So I didn't do better. And I basically meandered through the first 13 years of my education all the way to college, not being able to pay attention or study. And then one day I happened into the college bookstore to buy gum or something, not a book. But I saw a book on the shelf, and it caught my eye. It had a red, white, and blue cover and a cool title. I picked it up and I started looking through it and took my gum money, purchased the book, and then laid there for the next few days in my unmade dorm room bed and read about the stories about the fighter pilots that became the test pilots that became the original Mercury, Gemini, and Apollo astronauts. The book was The Right Stuff by Tom Wolfe. You know, I recognized traits that these guys had that I felt like I had in myself, with one exception. And that is, I couldn't do my homework and study. But the book inspired me that, you know, if I could just solve that problem, perhaps I could do all these other things, these incredible things that these guys did. It's actually remarkable to think that I went from the kid that couldn't do his homework to flying in space as the first guy in my astronaut class of 35 people to fly after, you know, a short 18 years of hard work.
Hearing that, do you hope that maybe young people who don't necessarily have a direction yet are getting inspiration from your story?
I really hope so, and I hope young and old people alike will read this, or older, and think that, you know, maybe I can do that thing I aspire to, but, you know, thought I didn't have, you know, what it takes. Because I think my story is a good example of you can overcome some pretty significant challenges and still do great things with a little bit of inspiration.
Now, while you were on the International Space Station the first time, your sister-in-law, Arizona Congresswoman Gabrielle Giffords, was shot and badly wounded in 2011. What was that like being so far away when it happened?
Yeah, that's the hardest part about being in space for a really long time is the fact that if something happens to your family members, your kids, your loved ones, you can't come home and support them or be with them. And yeah, when that happened to, you know, Gabby, I got a, you know, that's kind of a startling, you know, real-time example of that and experience that I had to deal with because you can't come home. And that's one of the things you sign up for when you go to space. And that is, you know, no matter what happens on Earth, you're not coming back. But, you know, you learn to deal with it. And in my case, you know, eventually I got to the point where I just needed to focus on the stuff I could control, and that was the stuff on the space station.
Now, you and I will be speaking on stage at the Tampa Theater. Who should come out to hear you talk about your experiences and your book, Endurance?
Everyone. You know, I think this book is not only for people that are interested in space, but it's also for other people. I think, and I hope, that some people that read it find inspiration like I did from a book and can go on and in their lives and try to fulfill, you know, their goals.
Astronaut Scott Kelly with WSS Mark Schreiner both will continue that conversation on stage in Tampa Theater tomorrow night. Details at WUSFnews.org.